This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
You think it was over the line?
I don't know, because I don't know her, but it was nasty.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem.
What do you think the problem will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool.
And now, with the judge ordering this data dump of suppressed FBI documents and Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell documents, we learned that Mueller and the Clintons and all of them were involved suppressing information about themselves and how they were running these child molesting blackmail rings that was being managed by the Clinton-Obama era FBI at the top. And we also in the documents learned that they tried to have the FBI implicate Donald John Trump because, as we've told you years ago, he was a confidential informant to the FBI in Palm Beach saying that the word is Epstein is engaged in criminal activity with underage girls. Everybody knows Donald Trump doesn't like little girls. Donald Trump likes intimidating bombshell females, powerful type A females. I've never been, since I was an adult, intimidated by women. I'm not intimidated by men, but I have met Melania Trump just once, and I was intimidated. Talk about Wonder Woman. That's the type of powerful man that wants a powerful woman. And so I'm the same way. I mean, I'm like Sir Mix-a-Lot says, I like a big, juicy, you know, the whole nine yards. I would never be attracted to a little girl because I'm empowered. I want a powerful woman. But these pedophiles, they want to suck the energy off these little girls, little boys. They want to be creepy. Weinstein's really gross. He likes to have underage girls like clean, reportedly like skin growths under his belly. And he has a vagina as well, reportedly. He's hermaphrodite. I mean, can you imagine all of this? He, like, makes, like, 15-year-old girls start throwing up when he's, like, all stinking and gross, and they have to go, like, pet on him and everything. I mean, it's all about humiliation. And I'm sorry to tell you all that, folks, but I think you really need to know. And it's the same thing with Jeffrey Epstein. He has sexually deformed genitals. You don't get in the globalist club unless you're really screwed up. They're fallen. They're diseased. They're inbred globalists. And that's why they don't like those of us that aren't, and why they want to make us twisted and fallen and ugly like them. Yet the British royalty all inbred as well. So it's all a bunch of inbred, hunchbacked demons who get all the power because they want the power, because they don't have the power. So now it's all coming out. Oh, another little surprise way before October, and I really like how Trump's attacking now. Don't wait until October. Attack, launch everything now. And then launch even more. Because there's such a treasure trove, you could release bombshells every 30 seconds from now until the election and not burn down the deep state quick enough. And there is just so much. And so these New World Order types that think that they are going to burn down the country and destroy it and hand it over to the Chi-Coms, you got another thing coming. Because what did Von Bismarck say? God loves children. Drunks in the United States of America. So, count our lucky stars again. I mean, we're not out of the woods yet. By the way, there's so much huge news that I have trouble even dealing with it. I was shown secret documents yesterday by APD that I'm not allowed to show you on air about how this Saturday they're planning to take over the police station and burn it down. They're actually trafficking this at meetings run by the Democrats. I mean, hell, the city council says they're going to blow it up, blow up the police station. Hell, that's public. and how they're going to have Overwatch snipers all over on top of parking garages, that they're planning to shoot police and citizens if anyone stops Antifa taking control of major roads and setting up checkpoints. I'm not kidding. So you're going to have UT Tower shootings this weekend, I guess. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it's, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad, and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Coast to coast, from border to border, from sea to shining sea, the deep state globalist-controlled Democrats are planning this weekend the takeover of at least six more city police departments, starting with an attack plan this Saturday night. Now, us exposing this may have them back down. And then the media will say, oh, fake news from Jones, but you've already seen the takeover of police departments and trying to take over federal buildings and the shootings and the bombings and all the deaths and the rest of it that we're being told is peaceful demonstrations. But I have been shown by the APD, they have asked that we not actually show the documents themselves because you can tell what unit and groups they are, but the police think you have a right to know about this. They have Overwatch already with Antifa in apartments, in high rises, on balconies, but mainly in parking garages, like their Army Special Operations Command or something. And they are going to have men in pickup trucks that are already out there practicing setting up checkpoints, shutting down roads, and ordering people to roll down their windows and pledge allegiance to Antifa, like this individual was doing a week ago who got shot and killed downtown. Now, the identity of the Army sergeant who was doing his second job, drive share, you know, food delivery, ride share and food delivery. They're now saying we have witnesses that he indeed did aim a gun at him. So the Army sergeant shot him five times in the chest to protect his own life. That's why he's not been charged. But they were already planning this because I talked to several sources. This new expansion of taking over the roads and now taking over the parking garages is not in a response to this individual, we'll just call him Shark Eyes, getting killed this weekend. They were already planning to roll this out. In fact, he was part of that rollout, and they have armed men all over downtown routinely walking up and shutting down traffic and pointing guns at people, and demanding they roll down the window and declare fealty to George Soros's Black Lives Matter. And so this is how violent revolutions start, with idiots, cannon fodder sent out to do it. And the police have tried to be able to go up and obviously detain and arrest individuals. It's one thing to have an open carry and exercise your First Amendment, your Second Amendment. We do that. We totally support it. And when you do it properly, you don't aim guns at people or you get shot dead. And you notice we could have 40,000 people out in Virginia for our rally and not one person got hurt and not one problem happened. One leftist started to fight and got arrested. And that totally freaked the globalists out. But their people are just absolute, again, meth head, devil worshipping trash on average. The scum of the earth who are there as a smokescreen for more serious operators behind them. And so this is the type of time you're going to see bigger false flag event type things happen. But I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that communist forces, that's what Antifa is, in the Soros-funded, Democrat Party-funded combine, are planning assaults on new police stations and federal buildings tonight all across the United States. And when the Austin police bring photos and video of this to the mayor's office, they are told you are to stand down. I've seen the photos. I've seen the videos. I've seen the internal memorandums. This is happening for sure. And the rest of the press is being given this information. Of course, they're not reporting it because they're little toadies. And, well, after all, the cops deserve to be shot in the back of the head. And, the police station deserves to be blown up. It's in the official city council budget to bomb with a controlled demolition as a symbol of stopping police hate. So, I mean, if they're publicly saying in the city council, blow up the police station, what do you think's going on? So there's going to be a back to blue demonstration this Saturday. I think Owen and Savannah Hernandez are going to be going. I don't want to go and overshadow it because it's not my event. I will be rolling around downtown in the armored vehicle because we need one because we're getting shot at here. Educating folks about what's happening in the country. And then we are going to be downtown, just as citizens, watching what's going on in the parking garages and the rest of it. I'm just going to leave it at that because this is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. And so wherever you are around the country, but if you're in Milwaukee or you're in Austin, Texas, or you're in Phoenix, Arizona, or you are in Los Angeles, California, or you're in New York City, or you're in Miami, these are some of the towns that Antifa says they're going to take over the police stations and burn them down Saturday night. And as you've seen, they've done it all over the country, so you should probably take them at their word. Past behavior is the most indicative of future behavior. Past performance is the most indicative of future behavior. And that's what they're planning. So that's what's going on. And I would just tell everybody who's going to be anywhere near downtown, you shouldn't go downtown in any of these cities to eat dinner. If you live in these areas, you should get out of them for the weekend, is my advice. If you have to be down there, you should be wearing body armor. I've never worn body armor. I'm going to wear body armor this weekend. It's just important to stay in the fight. And obviously, I'm a big target. And obviously, we'll be armed defensively, but if somebody comes up and points a gun at us, we'll defend ourselves. That's just the way it is. We just can't get on our knees to you people. So you've got all these LARPers that want to go out and have their live-action role play in the real world, and they... What's crazy is, folks, I was reading this. This is actual, like, Al-Qaeda ISIS terrorism. They are circulating on private Facebook that has been infiltrated by the feds, the state, and the local police. I mean, I've seen all this. And they're in there circulating where they're going to put their snipers. And they have rules of engagement that if the cops try to stop somebody setting up a checkpoint and pointing guns at people, some crazy meth head, they're going to shoot the cops. And the mayor has been brought the battle plans to put snipers on roofs. Like we're back to the UT Tower shooting, and the mayor's going to let these people deploy with guns with the stated aim of Overwatch, that when men in pickup trucks are setting up checkpoints going down the wrong way, as they've already been doing this whole week, the police have been told to stand down, that when the cops or citizens resist being abused or killed, they're going to start shooting from rooftops. And again, Antifa can't hit the side of a barn, folks. So you're going to have people 200, 300, 400 yards away trying to shoot police cars. And you know they're going to just shoot their own people in the demonstrations. So this is the world we live in 2020. This is where Soros has taken us. This is where half the Justice Department being globalist and your average FBI agent, now being basically an Antifa all-star. This is where we've gotten on the verge of a communist overthrow. And the City Council of Austin, the official budget, saying, hasten the controlled demolition of the police station as a symbol of stopping police hate. That's where we are. And people that don't even know which end of the gun of bullets come out of are going to be up there pretending that they're American sniper on top buildings with their muzzles aimed down, scooning over crowds. I mean, I've been at demonstrations before, and they've had cops up in the parking garages, and they have got their guns pointed out the crowd. I blew up. Cops shouldn't be doing that. I'm not a target. Demonstrators aren't. If some guy's in a trench coat and you think something's going on, okay, put a scope on him. But don't be sitting there pointing your gun at me when I'm not armed. Don't do it. You use your binoculars. Don't aim your scope at me. That's a very hostile act. Well, what are you going to do when Antifa is up on rooftops pointing guns at people? And they are just absolute drug addict nuts. It's bad enough if a cop's aiming a Remington 700 308 at your head. And his finger's not on the trigger as trigger discipline. That's still not called for. When you got a meth head devil worshiper on top of a rooftop, whacked out of their gourd, who plays video games all day, because this is all the incel crowd. That's who they are. This is all the incel crowd that became liberal. And so that's Austin, Texas, this Saturday night. We'll be doing live streams on our own feed, built our own infrastructure, our own network. Should be able to even bring you this information. And I've asked my police source to call the police and let us show you these documents, because this is national news, and they're going over the documents right now to see if there's some way to black things out so that I can show you this. Because, I mean, there's maps put out by Antifa of where they're going to have shooters on top buildings aiming guns at you and your family, and that's the communists for you.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So we have in our possession, but APD's asked us not to show it on air for a lot of obvious reasons, all the intelligence links of where they got the intel and the maps and the training and the planning to then build their own map of where Antifa and BLM, Soros-funded terrorists, the same types that overthrew Ukraine 6 years ago, the exact same tactics. They ordered the police to stand down. They started shooting the police, and the public stood down, and they overthrew, and the government took over. They're not going to get rid of the police. They're going to take them over. And you see the little drug addict, devil worshiper, Antifa, and you think, well, those people won't do that. They're the cannon fodder. So what we're going to do is we're going to show you the intel we've been sent, the links, and we're going to just reconstruct it for you and show it to you that way. But obviously some of the locations we're not going to show for obvious reasons. But imagine being on Facebook and publicly preparing to put snipers, dozens of them on rooftops, talking about your rules of engagement, that in police engage the demonstrators that are going to take over the police station and set up their own CHOP CHAZ down on 7th Street and I-35, that they're going to open fire on the police. And the mayor has told them that no police are allowed to use pepper spray or rubber bullets except SWAT, that's a tiny unit. And so you're going to see boiling out of their holes 10,000 communist, globalist, meth heads, homeless, drug addicts, criminals that want to take advantage of it. Basically, devil worshipers. That's what they are. I mean, go out and talk to them. I mean, got all these videos of Antifa. What do you identify as? I'm a Satanist that wants to kill babies and I hate America. And that's what they actually say. And the police, again, in Austin, Austin is the next Portland. Austin is the next Seattle. But they didn't have armed men in trucks already setting up checkpoints, and the police told us to stand down. And so that way, these weird, crazy, brainwashed people that are being paid $20 an hour to do this, and the academics that control them, it's mainly academics, Weatherman 2.0 types, they're going out and driving the wrong way and setting up checkpoints and pointing guns at people. It's happened hundreds of times, we've confirmed. Only once did the individual get shot last weekend, because it was an Army sergeant doing his second job, delivering food, veteran of Afghanistan. They start beating on his car. They block his car. The guy comes up, raises his rifle. The videos come out, and he shot him 5 times in the chest. Everybody else, though, just like you heard the guy before he got killed, he said, I'm intimidating everybody. They're a bunch of wimps. He used the P word. They're a bunch of pussycats. I love it. I'm out here letting the racists know I'm the boss. Just random old ladies, random people, terrorizing them. And the police have to sit there under orders and put up with that. That's the country we live in 2020. And then the president has the federal and state courts and everybody saying that he's bad for not letting them burn down the federal courthouse in Oregon, in Portland. This isn't, again, a dystopic novel you're reading. This isn't satire. This is really going on. And you ask, well, why? Because we've appeased everything. They take knees during the national anthem and now say America itself is bad. All the big NBA people worship communist China and their death camps, but we're bad. We let convicted pedophiles come into schools and have access to our children during pervert pedophile story time. We killed 62 million babies. Fauci, under UN directives, sent people with the flu and pneumonia into nursing homes in 10 states where over half the deaths happen now. And that little mass murderer goes up on TV yesterday and says, with Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC, I it's good to ban these doctors at their press conferences. They shouldn't be allowed to have speech. It's dangerous disinfo. When he's the one that had his study funded by Gates that hydroxychloroquine doesn't help you, pulled because it was a lie. He's the one that said 2.5 million would be dead. He's the one that set the parameters at the UN level to say that everybody that dies of car wrecks or gunshot wounds is COVID-19. He's the one that said we're not going to count flu deaths as flu now. We're going to count them as COVID-19. I have all the documents. Next hour we'll get into that. He's the one that's lied and lied with fake tests and then tests from China that were contaminated with COVID-19, which is a real virus, a bad pneumonia with incredible gain of function. But still not as deadly as they wanted. And plus, hot air kills it, so they've got a problem. They're adding all the deaths, and you've got the July effect where all these new doctors and nurses come on into their residency. Every year you have a spike in deaths because of that. That's why they call medical practice a practice. You practice on your patients. It's a cult. And some doctors are good, some are bad. And the UN admits that the doctors knew the vaccines were hurting people. And so now doctors themselves, thousands of them, have been censored on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, all of it, for coming out and saying hydroxychloroquine saving people. But now major states are reversing and saying we're not following NIH guidelines. Even though Trump said stop doing those guidelines, the NIH ignores him. We're going to say you can treat with hydroxychloroquine because you always could for any viral infection. It was a default. Imagine that. An approved multi-hundred-year-old drug that's known to treat pneumonias. And they tell you, oh, your doctor can't prescribe Advil for joint pain. You're like, everybody does that. No, can't. It's the equivalent of that. And I've got all the documents here where they had to withdraw their whole study. Because they want you dead, folks. This is a bioweapon that only kills people deficient in zinc, vitamin D3, and C. And old people get to where their guts do not absorb those anymore. Already a healthy person absorbs very little D3. You get to be 70, 80 years old. That's why they've got to take bigger dosages of C, D3, and zinc when you're older. Are there side effects? Absolutely. High level, you mean, folks, if you take 300 milligrams of zinc a day, the studies say you can't get a viral infection. You can't, but it'll kill your kidneys in a couple of years. That's why you want to, I personally decided to take about 60 milligrams a day. It's not the best for your kidneys, drink plenty of water, but your cells are in like Flynn, baby. That's why it's called essential. And I know I keep hammering this, but you want to save lives, folks. Louis Gohmert got tested positive for COVID. He says he feels great. He's taking hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and erythromycin. And why is he taking the Z-Pak? Because the number one carrier of viruses is bacteria. Bacteria. I used to always hear, like, why is the doctor prescribing antibiotics for viral infection? Because that's what carries the viruses is the bacteria. Big studies out that we'll get to that, though, the antibiotics are causing leaky gut and Crohn's disease and all these problems. But then the other studies show you just take your probiotic or eat a ton of yogurt and things and you'll get it replaced. But they don't tell people that because they don't make money when you eat a bunch of yogurt or sauerkraut or pickles or what. Any old black lady would tell you 50 years ago that if you got gut problems, you go eat clay out of the side of the river. Because Europeans did that too, and that's got all the trace stuff that you need right there as well. But see, nobody makes money if you go eat clay out of the side of the riverbank. No, they'd rather give you Remdesivir that doesn't even work, cost you thousands of dollars, and kills your ass, because Fauci makes money off that.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with anti- Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Receiving this transmission. You are the resistance to the globalists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we're digesting open source intel. We weren't just sent the intelligence reports, obviously. We have the raw data. And that's good. We're going to go back and reconstruct it ourselves and put that out as a report for you. Of Antifa with five-man sniper teams in buildings all downtown, in their own words, and photos of them already going there and doing dry runs. And then there are rules of engagement that if anyone tries to stop the takeover of the police department and burning it down, they will be shot and killed this weekend. So this is actual terrorism being publicly planned with Mayor Adler and all of them fully aware and letting it happen. Now, that would sound crazy a year ago, 6 months ago, wouldn't it? But you see the city of Austin saying in their new budget, we're going to blow up the police department as a symbol of ending police hate. You see them saying it's peaceful to shoot people at checkpoints and take over buildings and burn them down. I mean, they're normalizing and encouraging their people to believe they have immunity if they go out and engage in criminal activity. That's what this is. Because, you know, Bill Clinton and Obama and Hillary and Ghislaine Maxwell and Ted Turner and Bill Gates and all these people, they're not going to do this themselves. They're trying to get us to kill each other. And they got enough wound up idiots who think they're on the right side of history that they're already doing it. You know, just like out of Road Warrior, a fictitious future where Australia's collapsed after nuclear war or whatever. And there's guys roading around in cars and motorcycles, setting up checkpoints and robbing and raping. That's what's going on in Austin right now. And you've got the disciplined police following robotically their orders to stand down. But the police are trying to figure out how to do this right and not go along with this. Because like Tucker Carlson said, and I've said this 1,000 times, it's totally true. The social contract has been broken. And you can talk bad about the government all day. It's good, it's bad, but it's an American government, and it has empowered the people. We have empowered ourselves with this limited structure. It's gotten out of control. And now it's been taken over by hardcore criminals that are sworn to destroy our lives. And so the status quo is private property and Second Amendment and God and country and family, the Star Spangled Banner, and it's all under attack. Here's Tucker Carlson's report. It's on InfoWars.com. America is witnessing a brazen power grab. Here it is.
After 2 months of rioting and political chaos, there are still people out there who claim this is all about the death of George Floyd. Believe it or not, there are. Some of the people who say that may actually believe it. We're giving them the benefit of the doubt. The liberal mom who lives next door to you, for example. She's probably entirely sincere when she lectures you about the scourge of police brutality. She means it. She has no idea BLM is about anything else. We're not judging, and that's not surprising. Most Americans are nice people. They're literal and ingenuous. They tend to take claims at face value because they want to believe the best. But in this case, they are wrong. None of what you are watching is about civil rights. Violence and race baiting are the enemies of civil rights. What you're watching instead is a power grab. It's being coordinated by the most ruthless and cynical figures in American politics. They don't want you to know what they're doing. They're not honorable enough to state their intentions. They're not like you at all. When normal people want something, they can be aggressive. But the professional left never is. It's invariably passive-aggressive. Their first instinct is to manipulate rather than persuade. They hide their real beliefs. They say precisely the opposite of what they mean every time. They accuse you of the crimes they themselves are committing. It makes your head spin. Arguing with them is pointless, by the way. They're nihilists. They don't believe in the existence of truth or in the fixed meaning of words. They care only about power. It's painful to say this. It hurts to admit there are people in our country who are like this, but there are, and they have more power than ever. If you need more evidence of that, Barack Obama showed up at Congressman John Lewis's funeral today. Obama claimed he was there to eulogize his own friend, but that's not true, and that's not what he did. Instead, Obama gave a divisive and deeply dishonest campaign speech in church. Here's part of what he said.
By ending some of the partisan gerrymandering, so that all voters have the power to choose their politicians, not the other way around. And if all this takes eliminating the filibuster, another Jim Crow relic, in order to secure the God-given rights of every American, then that's what we should do.
It's hard to believe that clip is real, but it is, down to the cloying fake accent, Mr. Hawaii guy. But take 3 steps back. Imagine if some greasy politician showed up at your loved one's funeral and started throwing around stupid partisan talking points about Senate procedure. Can you imagine that? You would be shocked if that happened. You'd probably walk out. Desecrating a funeral with campaign slogans? What kind of person would do that? But Democrats in the audience didn't seem offended. They didn't blink. They cheered. It all seemed normal to them. And why wouldn't it? Political power is their religion. It's not out of place in a church. It's what they worship. People who will politicize a funeral will do anything. And they're trying to. Democrats are working systematically to dismantle the core institutions of American life, beginning with the family and with faith. They're subverting the core system in our government, the justice system. They're nullifying laws, burning police stations, attacking courthouses, working to eliminate the legal equality of American citizens, the foundation of it all. They've systematically repurposed federal law enforcement agencies as political weapons. They have imprisoned their political opponents. Their leaders have called for making all of these changes permanent by packing the Supreme Court, packing the United States Senate, packing the electorate itself by importing tens of millions of new voters. Why are they doing all of this? They'll tell you it's to make the country better and more just, but the country isn't improving and it's not fairer. They're doing this for one reason, to ensure they have complete control of the United States. We're watching it happen right now, though almost no one ever admits it, and those who do come close to getting shut down. We can tell you stories. So how should the rest of us respond to what we're seeing? And let's be clear, by the rest of us, we're not just talking about conservatives or people who watch the show. We're talking about literally everybody else. Moderates, the politically non-aligned, traditional liberals who still care about civil liberties. There are some of those. Sincere religious people of all faiths. Immigrants from abroad who came to this country because of our Bill of Rights, only to watch it evaporate once they got here. In other words, everyone who fundamentally loves this country, which is still most Americans. What do people like that do in the face of this revolution? Well, it's simple. Defend the system that we have. That's our job. The American system is flawed. No one doubts that. But it works better than any other system in history. And tearing it down will not help. In fact, it will benefit only a few, the ones pushing for it, and it will crush millions. So if you care about the United States, fight for its institutions. They have served us well. This country has survived almost 250 years through a civil war.
The full video is on InfoWars.com. And what he's saying is totally true. Due process gets in the way of Apple and Google with their slave camps in China. It gets in the way of the power elite and world government. And that's why everything decent and orderly and that's been proven and was the apple of the eye that everybody wanted. People that didn't live under this, they wanted to come here. Not because it was perfect, because it was way better than what they'd experienced. They could come here and live their dreams. And now there's the paradox, though, of incredible liberty creates incredible wealth and it creates incredible decadence. And then the cycle goes into decline. And then people forget what made us great. And then the scammers come in and brainwash people. And then they go along with, hey, let's just have a communist or fascist system and it'll all be free. And of course, they really all become slaves overnight. And then people say, well, why are they making this move? They'll never win. They've won everywhere else but here. That's why Soros is doing this. He's never been held accountable. He thinks he's going to win one way or the other. Now, I say we pray for his destruction.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I look into someone's eyes again, and it's been all so long. I never went into talk again. I tried to silence
you. You did try to silence me. How'd it work out? Tyrants keep coming back for more. All right, let me get into it right now and tell you the stuff I haven't even mentioned yet that's so huge. Everybody's wanting me to comment on these FBI documents and the judge ordered release. And we already know all this. Donald Trump was a confidential informant that exposed that Epstein was screwing a bunch of little kids and blackmailing people. And that's why they've been pissed at him forever. And the FBI tried to set Trump up. That is the Clinton-Obama-run FBI. It's all in the news now. And they tried to rebrand it to say it was Trump because Trump had a private golf course that people came to, and he's been videotaped with Epstein. He did know Ghislaine Maxwell and all the rest of it. That's why when Trump says he loves Xi Jinping, we go to war with China. When he said he wishes Ghislaine Maxwell well, you really don't want Trump wishing you well. When Trump starts wishing you well, you should be a little angel of death flapping above you. But take good care of them. Yes, very. We don't really care about them. It's not about defending Trump. It's about defending reality. Long before I backed Trump, I knew he was on Epstein's ass exposing him. So we've got all this. I mean, it's really old news for this audience. We've been covering Jeffrey Epstein for 15 years. since I saw him in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and ABC News is, oh, there's this group setting up a world government to depopulate us. They're superheroes. They actually said this. They played the clip many times. It's like the Wonder Friends and the Hall of Justice. Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett. They're going to depopulate you. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And I went and looked and like, well, who manages it? Oh, Jeffrey Epstein. And they meet at Einstein, you know, University or whatever, and Rockefeller University, literally. Rockefeller's run it all. And there it is. It's a cult. And so people want me to cover this. I mean, okay, sure, we'll cover it right now. Court docs detail Maxwell's constant orgies with young girls on Epstein Island. New York Post, young girls, 14, 15 years old, kidnapped. Taken there. It's just disgusting. Ghislaine Maxwell trained underage girls as sex slaves. Documents. London Guardian. Breaking. The real bad guys of the Epstein case uncovered. Director Robert Mueller's FBI. And they were there. They knew it. They were using it for blackmail for the Clintons. People knew when they went there they were getting videotaped. And by the way, folks, the real news has come out is that they had boats in the Caribbean pulling up. It was 14, 15, 16-year-old girls on the plane there, mainly Eastern European. A lot of them have been bought from their parents. That's come out in court when they were like 10. And then Ghislaine will get them ready in a couple of years for operations, mainly recruiting other little girls right out of the school system in New York and Florida, you name it. But ladies and gentlemen, the boats coming in were bringing in children as young as two who they would rape and then murder. Now, remember, I'm the guy that first told you about this. You understand, Epstein and Clinton dismember children with meat cleavers after they're done raping them. They shoot them in the head. I mean, you name it. I mean, it's the videos that were seen by the New York police, literally grown men that have been seasoned homicide investigators that have dug up dead bodies could not watch more. I mean, they had to go in shifts, vomiting, collapse. I mean, we're talking children begging for mommy with Hillary plunging knives into them, okay? And you're like, well, that sounds insane. Who do you think these people are? It's all about their selfishness and all their billions of stolen money. And so their aberrance is, oh, I had an extra beer tonight, or I had five enchiladas instead of three. No. They like driving daggers into babies begging for mommy. So here, you want me to cover it? I'll cover it. Breaking. Evidence shows FBI tried to tie Citizen Trump to Epstein case, but with no success. Big article, Gateway Pundit. That's in the documents. Let's get Trump, because he'd been the informant. With the Epstein docs unsealed, the FBI is dragged back into the limelight. It's not good. Watch live. Maxine Maxwell. Documents reveal globalist panic. Court docs detail goes into all of it. Bill Clinton flew on Jeffrey Epstein's orgy island with two young girls. Bombshell documents. But there's no bombshell documents. It's in the damn flight manifest. That's old news. And it goes on, 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 and it goes on. And who do they kill? Who do they torture? They torture and kill little children and old people. Suffer the children. Once the man, twice the child. Shakespeare said it's true. Over 15,000, last time I checked, old people died in nursing homes when they shipped patients in with pneumonia and the flu to call it COVID-19. So if they'll kill 15,000 innocent old people because they just want to, what do you think they're going to do to everybody else? They're setting the precedent to bioweapon old people so they can steal their pension funds. And we sit here and we wonder if they're having sex with 14-year-olds. They're not just having sex with them. That's gateway drug number one. That's like marijuana compared to fentanyl. The fentanyl is the torture of the children and the literal scaring the hell out of them and the drinking of their blood that is filled with all the hormones of panic. and they drink the physical blood of the panic attack of the dead child, and they get pliers and pull out the pituitary gland, and they eat the top of their kidneys and the adrenochrome. And because you aren't like that, when you eat a little Dutch chocolate ice cream at 10 o'clock at night, you feel guilty. They don't feel guilty. They're like, what is the most evil thing I can do? I'm going to do it. I mean, look at Bill Clinton right there. That's a child-raping devil worshiper that for 14 years authorized Bayer Pharmaceuticals to ship out blood from the prison, every ampule filled with HIV and hepatitis, and it came out in documents. They did it as a ritual. They wanted to kill all the hemophilia. They enjoyed. They got brownie points with Satan when they killed a bunch of people. So there, you wanted me to talk about it, I did. We're going to go to break and come back with all the latest COVID-19 news and what's happening on that front, how to stop them, and how they're trying to censor doctors that are speaking out. I mean, think about now doctors can't speak out. That's how, and the Congress and the president puts up with it. But for how long? Things are changing. I can't tell you about it all yet, but a little bit of fight back now happening. Please don't forget that today really should be the last day. It may go a couple more days because I don't have a new special yet. We're selling out of everything. The supply chains are breaking down. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket, as you know. We still have these products in stock, though. So I'm advertising something. We got it in stock. It ships out within days. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Bodies is selling out. Living Defense is selling out. Vasobeats is selling out. Turbo Force is selling out. Mineral Fusion is selling out. And they're all 50% off still. Survival Shield X3, Survival Shield X2, Lung Cleanse, Ultra 12, DNA Force, Winter Sun, Chill Force, Super Female Vitality, Biotrich Selenium, Extendawise. They're all 50 to 60% off, and it must end. Only reason we're doing Christmas in July this year is because I'm not sure we're going to be here in December, quite frankly. I mean, it's that... It almost takes a weight off me, though. It's like kind of like the battle's already started. Stuff's so nuts now. I'm just like, whatever. I'll be honest. Crew's like, why are you in such a good mood? Why are you being... Because I just thought I could stop all this. And now it's like, okay. It's all up to God. I give it to God. I mean, I'm going to keep fighting as hard as I can. But... I mean, if America chooses devil-worshipping pedophiles to rule us, and we let people run around and just burn down courthouses, and they call those the good guys and say that's not violent, then if you want all this, have it. Because here's the good news. All the candy asses that love tyranny and think you're going to keep all your stuff once things collapse, I actually have pleasure in all the corrupt lawyers and the bureaucrats that think I care about things and think that they mess with me and try to... when I don't give a damn about any of it, I'm going to give my body up. And you guys are literally have no idea. You've summoned your own destruction. And I'm sitting here just like getting out of the way of the angel of death going, oh, you want? I mean, I can feel the presence coming into the planet. God is about to judge us unless we really say no and seek God's face right now. The decision is now. I'm talking the next 24 hours.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.